Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
It's T&R.
Heard you like to party.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter.
At Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
5 seconds frozen on the clock. The Patriots with a 13-3 lead over the Rams. Tom Brady, about to be a six-time champion, takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title. In the early 2000s, they won 3 of 4. Now they have won 3 of the last 5. Yes, it's still a dynasty.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It is arguably the greatest dynasty in sports history. That is the Patriots. I would, if it would put a gun to my head, I would say it's the greatest dynasty in sports history, given the obstacles that you have to navigate through. But
well, Sports Illustrated officially declared it that in this week's issue.
Oh, good.
That's so awesome. There you go. Now it is official. Let it be written. Let it be done.
All right. Well, when the Illustrated gets it, I don't get it anymore, and it's for the first time in my life, and it just stopped showing up. Sports Illustrated has always just been there.
Yeah, I always end up getting it free with something.
Well, ESPN the magazine, I've elected not to have it sent to my home because it's just a waste of paper.
Mm-hmm.
But Sports Illustrated, literally my entire life has just been around.
And you don't know how you're getting it?
My dad subscribed to it. I believe at one point I subscribed to it, and it just followed me around like a homeless dog. It just followed me around, but now I don't get it anymore.
It's like
it's a little disconcerting.
It's like they send you a note, and it's almost like, remember the free CD club back in the day? It was if you don't send this back, we're going to send you one. I think that's essentially what it is with sports. Yeah. We're going to send you one, but we're not going to charge it, because I'm not getting charged either, and somehow I'm getting it.
They don't try very much anymore. But, Rich, the parade was yesterday, 1.5 million people.
Which is ridiculous.
I don't doubt it. It was a day that it was an invigorating day, a day that you realize just how incredibly miserable it could be here. And then, but yesterday it was vitamin D seeped into your skin.
Oh,
there
yeah.
was a sense of hope.
There was such a feeling of, do you remember when people were freaking out about drinking out in public? And there was that one guy, maybe it was Darren Rovell, who was wondering whether or not, no, it was Florio, whether Rob Gronkowski would get arrested for open container on the streets. Remember when he actually was like wagging his finger? And then yesterday, like half the crowd had beers in their hands. And you're thinking,
Again, if you're doing crowd control for 1.5 million people,
yes,
you can't be wasting your time with, very bad things can happen.
Yeah.
And your concern's not people drinking alcohol or smoking weed.
And why can't the city just make it legal on parade days and like the Southie parade?
Well, it's essentially legal. I mean, when cops are outnumbered 100,000 to 1 or something, I'm going to guess that you don't concern yourself with petty crime.
Oh, sure. And yesterday they had other things that they were worrying about. Like when I was watching the parade, there was this scaffolding that was in front of this place. I put a video of this up. And it was like American Ninja Warrior. It was just all these people trying to climb up on top of the scaffolding, get to the top. And, of course, the whole crowd goes nuts. And there was this cop who, like, was the ultimate badass, because all he had to do was stare at these guys. And as soon as they would get up, they'd look down, and on the street, Nick saw it, this dude would just give him the death stare and wouldn't even say a word. They'd be like, Cool, man. Cool, bro. I'm coming down. I get it. Just don't look at me anymore like that.
What was the point of getting on the scaffolding?
Well, just because you're hero of the crowd.
Right. Just the approval of the crowd.
Yeah, because you'd stand up there and you'd jump around and the crowd would go nuts.
Because I saw your video. It didn't seem like the... I couldn't have done it myself, but it didn't seem like the most difficult thing in the world to get up there.
Well, the best thing about it, too, is that, you know, anytime anyone was doing anything dangerous, like climbing up a street pole or like some tree they're not supposed to be up, the tendency wasn't to go, hey, man, don't do that. You might get hurt. It was, don't do that until I get my phone out and film you.
Well, I mean, that fight that's going viral is everyone just stood around with their camera phones and taped it.
Well, yesterday I was, it was probably one of the better parades as far as what we were given in the visuals because, you know, first of all, you knew Rob Gronkowski was going to go all in because this might be his last parade.
Sure.
And by the time he got to where I was, between Berkeley and Arlington on Boylston, he had already ripped his shirt off and was wearing a police vest. And there was a friend next to him who was opening up beer and swilling it down his throat. Meanwhile, people were throwing beers up to him, and he was chugging almost everyone that was given to him.
You can't do that because they could have duty on him.
You could have a duty rim, which is probably not a wise thing to do or nice thing to do.
They've analyzed, though, the wine that he was holding, and that is a $500 bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah. Maybe my favorite part of the entire parade, I would say there's two favorite parts of the parade as it was going by. Number one, David Andrews is a star. David Andrews says, I'm fat, I'm taking my shirt off, and I don't care. And he got out there and was just letting all the fat hang, and dude was riding like, what do they call it when you ride on the top of like the hood of a car, you're riding the bull? He was riding the bull on like the front of this Mack truck, just sitting there going, what up, baby, I'm fat. And there's a picture of him.
Wait, so he left the duck boat to get on a Mack truck?
No, it's a flatbed. He was not on a duck boat. He was on a flatbed that was behind, you know, like a Mack truck that was pulling it. And he got up and was sitting with a couple guys, like, on the front of it with his legs, like, hanging over.
Not a chance in hell would I do that. I saw
like 2 miles an hour.
On a platform on the side of one of those things.
I'm a pussy. I would do it.
Sure. No. Dude, it's like 2 miles an hour.
All right.
At no point was anyone like, no, don't do that. That wasn't the reason he was a champion. It's because he's a fat guy and he had his shirt off and was letting the world know, I don't care.
All right.
I've seen him with his shirt out quite a bit because when they go and they do the locker room footage, I'm always amazed because he takes his shirt off and he's just covered in red splotches from getting nailed over and over again.
And then there was the duck boat that had Josh McDaniels on it. And Josh McDaniels like, woo! But as it went by, nobody was cheering for Josh McDaniels. Our entire block started cheering, Ernie. And there was Ernie Adams just kind of lurking in the shadows. And everyone saw him. And then all of a sudden, after that was that, it was pink stripes. Outside.
Was he wearing pink stripes?
No. Just because of that little sign that was in the office during the...
No. I know. I just didn't know if he was dressed as a candy cane.
I took a picture, and he's just kind of lurking in the back with his hand up like this.
Hey.
And he was a rock star. It was just so awesome that like my entire block knew who Ernie Adams was. They don't know what he does, but they're all cheering for him. No, of course nobody knows what he does.
Except for Francesa, who says he has information of him being a big cheat.
Which is just phenomenal, because then just say it. Why are you sitting there sitting on it? Just say it if you believe that's the case.
Some things that one should not reveal.
But you know that things got kicked off the right way when on TV, before the boats even left, I saw up on television my man RKK rocking the sweetest piece of ice, like the kids like to call it, around his neck. A giant diamond-encrusted necklace that said championships on it.
Yeah. Just, it was from Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
From a skee ball tournament, and it just said championships.
I would say that's actually probably real, seeing he described it when he was being interviewed on the news. You have it right here, Fred. So here is Mr. Robert Kraft, a.k.a. RKK, talking about the sweet bling that
Big
he's
Daddy Kane, you know, he just came up to me and said, hey.
Meek Mill, who is...
Yes.
Meek Mill, who has become a friend, and, you know, ever since we played a small part in helping him get out of jail and where he was unfairly treated, in my opinion. Anyhow,
this is a rapper, right?
Yeah. I assume.
No, it's just a. It's a guy that just is very shy.
It's very meek. That guy's great. Arkake's like, hey, Square. Out of the doo-wop trio, Square, if you don't know who my buddy Meek Mill is, if you're not fresh and tough like me.
I got my boy Lexington Steel.
Yeah, I know who that is. Yes.
My guy Lexington
Steel. Very talented
Steel.
Individual. Yep.
He came up to me and he said, hey.
I like the look I got. He says, looks over like, you know that guy, right? Yeah, I know who that is.
You know, he said, hey, get some bling. That was a groundbreak.
Who is that? Who said he's a rapper, right, Dan? Jonathan Hall from Channel 7.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
All right.
No, he's just a shy guy. Me and Lexington Steel said, hey, you're the first guy to make interracial porn.
What?
Something that we could all enjoy.
Oh, that is great.
Rich doesn't know what we're talking about.
No, I don't. I know he's obviously a man who's in porn.
Yeah. Yep. He's very talented.
Hey, he
has one particular feature that makes him very talented.
He said, hey, hey, listen, yes. Wait, let's break this taboo. You know? Come on.
What's up, Rich? How are you?
Hi.
Treated, in my opinion. Anyhow.
This is a rapper, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. It's called He's an MC.
Did you hear? Because, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on. Jackass.
Yeah, come on. Champion.
Yeah, I assume you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that I... Yeah.
In any event.
In any event, he's a great guy. And when we were privileged to win the Super Bowl, he took this off his neck. You can feel how heavy that is. And he gave it to me.
Getting hands on that thing. Wow.
So I
assume those are not cubic zirconia.
These are real. And I actually felt a little guilty. But for the time being, he gave it to me at our after party, and it's just the guys on the team really think it's cool, and they like it. Matter of fact, all of them have said, when I'm tired of wearing it, they're happy to take it over.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a daddy-o.
Boom, boom.
Championship. This reminds me when Frankie Valli gave me just as a grease.
It's the word, man.
I'll tell you what, this flatbread reminds me of Grease Lightning. You know what the chicks are going to do?
Yeah, I do know.
When they see it.
Yes, I've heard
it. It's going to be like a fine Sunday. You don't put that in your coffee.
I figure this is a fun celebration. It's not something, I don't wear jewelry, it's just a couple of my sons are quite ambivalent about it. But I think it's, you know, how many times in life are we going to do this? It might never happen again. We should have a good time and celebrate this, and it's a wonderful thing that it brings a community together. We need more of that in today's world.
I mean, just the best. And by the way, the entire time he's rocking like the cool, like aviator glasses with the championships diamond encrusted thing around his neck. Oh man! And the thing is too, it was like as far as applause was concerned, RKK might have been. I think he was third. He probably got cheered as loud as Edelman. He got cheered louder than Belichick. So it was like Tom Brady, obviously first. Then RKK and Edelman, and then everyone's kind of after that.
Me and the Bang Bros were just... Hey, Harry Reid. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm 2 for 2 on Fred references this break. I'm good.
So he said, he's a rapper, right? No, actually, that's a nickname for our 13th president, Millard Fillmore. He was just really shy. Meek Mill. The chain should have been two grilled hot dog slices instead of saying champions.
That would be great if you got a diamond encrusted grilled hot dog slice.
And you flip it around and it says, you like it, right?
No, you just say, one's on the hot dog. And the other one says, you like that, right?
Oh, man. Well, we have more audio from the parade. Including somebody who, like, truly pissed off the Patriots to no end from last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they are not, they are really holding a grudge as to what one guy from the Eagles said and shoving it in his face. They've been holding on to him for a year, and now it's time for some payback.
We'll also get to some proposed rule changes in Major League Baseball that don't look great. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich. Can mornings get any better?
Yeah. Could you please help me?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We have a call from Kevin about something that happened at the parade. Kevin, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
So I didn't have the pleasure of going to the parade yesterday, but I got two videos while I was at work. The first was my buddy on top of a stationary ambulance, shotgun in a beer, and the next video is him getting pulled off by the Boston police. And when I asked, you know, hey, because it looked like there was a couple kids up there that might have been like, you know, 13, 14. So I said, well, you know, why'd they pick him? I guess he did the Mutombo finger wag at the cop, and they just grabbed him by the legs and just pulled him off.
All right. So what were, do you know what the charges were?
I want to say it was just, I can't be sure, but I imagine it was just like disorderly or something like that.
Yeah, like drunken disorderly. Did they book him or did they just get him off and tell him to go?
Yeah, I got a picture of the mugshot and everything.
Okay, so the advice there is do not get on a government vehicle.
That's usually a good rule.
And wave your finger at the cops.
Yeah.
Because I'm a little obsessed with the idea that, and they didn't, but, I mean, you have a lot of responsibility if you're a cop at that thing.
I don't know how they do it. And you're right. It the odds, what, 50,000, 75,000 to one? Are the odds?
Yeah. I mean, so many. You have to make sure something major doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's and so if I
see
spots.
Yeah, if I see someone smoking pot or someone drinking outside, I'm not saying a word. I would say very quickly. We'll get to this, but because it's, I find it interesting. Major League Baseball had a meeting on January 14th with the Players Union.
Mm-hmm.
And they have they have some ideas. They're very concerned with speeding up the game, something that they can't do. It's just not going to happen. And unless you just shorten games, it's just not going to happen. A three-batter minimum for pitchers, which the Players Association will go screw, because if I'm a lefty specialist, then you're removing jobs. You're removing players.
However, you gain those jobs back by the next proposal, which is a DH for every team, just American.
Now, I hate that because a DH extends games. So if you're looking to improve the quality of baseball and keep the game moving, a DH makes that much more difficult.
But you also get more scoring.
And you also get less strategy. And
you do.
I mean, the National League product is far superior to the American League product.
But Major League Baseball now is realizing they are losing people. They're losing people. I mean, you and I might like that, but someone who's 8, 9, 10, 15, they want higher scoring games. 3-1 doesn't bring in fans.
You're not going to get an 8-year-old who will sit through a 4-hour game.
Well,
it's impossible.
I understand that. But Major League Baseball, I think, and not all of these proposals are going to pass. Maybe only one or two of them are going to pass. But I think Major League Baseball is making steps to gain a broader audience.
See, I would get rid of the DH altogether, and I would make it so games went quicker. That's the easiest way to make games go faster, is just get rid of the designated hitter. Have pitchers hit. I mean, there's pitchers that can hit. I mean, La Russa hit Wainwright eighth.
I understand, and Baumgartner can hit. I understand that, but I think there's something to be said about 85% of the time a pitcher getting up and striking out is not much fun for anybody.
I'll tell you that at bat's probably about a minute So, I mean, you know, a minute, 2 minutes.
See, I would much rather see hitting than pitching. Hitting than a pitcher, most of them getting up and whiffing and not doing much of anything.
Well, it moves the game. It moves the game along, and it's the way that the game was supposed to go.
Three batter minimum for pitchers is another effort to speed up the game.
Right, but that's just not going to happen. The Players Association is never going to allow that. A single trade deadline before the All-Star break, I don't care.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, who cares?
Right now you have two of them. Yeah. You have one the end of July and one the end of August.
Yeah. So
if you make the trade deadline July 1, you force teams to be proactive.
Yes, and I don't have a problem with that. A 20-second pitch clock, I don't have a problem with.
Speeding up the game.
Yeah. The expansion of rosters to 26 men with a 12-pitcher maximum.
Mm-hmm. And again, anything you might lose, if you lose lefty specialists, if you lose righty specialists, I mean, you have extra roster spots. You have DHs. That kind of mitigates that.
But I don't know. If you're going to get rid of pitchers going in for, they have to have a minimum of three batters. Why would you need 12 pitchers?
No, I mean, 12 pitcher. Because of that, you only need 12 pitchers.
Okay. Draft advantage for winning teams and penalties for losing teams. That's never going to happen. That doesn't even make sense.
You reward the teams that try and win as opposed to those who...
How do you make the distinction? I mean, like, the Orioles are going to suck forever.
I don't know what they designate as winning. Does winning mean a winning record if you're 82-80, or does winning mean 90-95 wins? That's not specified.
Because the Orioles are going to suck for 5-6 years. They have the worst minor league system in baseball.
Yep.
And they have no talent at the major league level.
Agreed with all of that.
Yeah. So they're going to penalize them? I mean, they can't win. I mean, they're not going to win under any stretch of the imagination.
Maybe it's something you phase in. Say 5 years from now, these are the rules that start.
I just don't understand how you can quantify if a baseball team is trying or not.
I don't know. And the only way really to make things even is to institute a cap, because if you spend more money, you're more than likely going to get better talent and continue to win and get better draft picks.
Okay, so that's never going to happen.
No. Not without a salary cap. It's not going to happen.
Man, that's never going to happen.
Correct.
A study to lower the mound. Again, are you trying to speed up the game, or are you trying to make the games longer?
You're trying. You can't. Major League Baseball needs to speed up the game, but they also need offense.
Okay, but, John, if they lower the mound...
They're diametrically opposed.
I don't think that they need offense. I don't think at all. I think that scoring is fine where it's at. No, all they need to do is speed up the game. And I don't know if they can do it, but you're going to lower the mound?
Okay, speeding up the game. No, that wouldn't speed up the game.
No, it would.
More scoring.
Yes, it would. More scoring, and then longer games.
I agree.
So
speeding up of the game, the two rules that will speed up the game is a three batter minimum for pitchers and a 20-second pitch clock. Those are the most pro ramping up the game rules there.
Wayne, why would you possibly lower the mound? It doesn't make any sense at all.
It's a study. They're commissioning the study to look into it.
Well, I can tell you what's going to happen is that pitchers aren't going to throw as hard.
Correct.
So
more offense.
Yeah.
But they want to see by a factor of what? I think, is more along the lines of what this is.
You lower the mound in the way that, you know, you cut 0.5 miles per hour off of a pitch, or a pitch doesn't break. I mean, it's a matter of tenths of miles an hour.
And just a reminder for everyone, these aren't rules that are going to be implemented. These are all rules that are going to be discussed.
Yeah, and the vast majority of them are super dumb. Hey, we want to speed up the game. How so? Well, we're going to move the mound back 50 feet, and we're going to give everyone aluminum bats.
Yeah.
And then a rule that would allow two-sport amateurs to sign major league contracts.
That's the Kyler Murray rule.
I know, but it would be funny. It's like, I've devoted my life to baseball.
Yeah.
And so since I
had to battle my way through the minor
league.
It took me 4 years to get here.
Right. And then meanwhile,
and now Kyler Murray, who might be a major leaguer, gets a major league deal.
Yeah, Kyler Murray, who was a top five pick in the draft, I believe, top 10 pick of the draft, now gets preferential treatment because he played quarterback in college?
Correct. That's exactly what that rule says. That is idiotic.
So if I, in high school or in college, devoted myself to the game of baseball, I'm penalized. Two-sport athletes can sign major league contracts. So what you're asking me to do is that then I'm playing two sports, and then that's counterproductive to the MLB. Because what if I play, what if I'm Kirk Gibson and, you know, I'm playing, or Steve Garvey, and I'm playing wide receiver in college.
Steve Garvey, by the way, for those of us who don't know, first baseman for the Dodgers during the 1970s. I know who it is. I'm sure there is a 22-year-old listening that went, who?
But he was a wide receiver in
college. Yes, he was. He was a good athlete.
Kirk Gibson was a wide receiver at Michigan State. So, I mean,
yes.
So for all, for Garveys and Gibsons, I mean, what if I go and I play college football and all of a sudden I realize, like Kyler Murray, wow, I could be a first-round pick. I mean, you're encouraging guys to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's punishing people for liking baseball.
Yeah, that rule is idiotic. I agree.
Well, lowering the mound is idiotic.
I agree with all of that. I don't think the mound needs to be lowered at all. It's not like pitchers are dominating.
They got to make up their mind. What the hell they want? Do they want to speed up the game, or do they want to have games be 10-8? Because I got news for you. If games are 10-8, no one's going to care. People want something that is done in 3 hours.
But you understand why Major League Baseball is doing this. Now, they might be wrong. They might be misguided. But you understand why these rules are being proposed.
No, the only thing I understand that would be proposed is something to speed up the game.
Mm-hmm.
And not ruin the integrity of the game.
As I said, there are two rules there that would speed up the game.
Yeah, the 20-second pitch clock is fine with me.
And the pitchers having to face three batters.
You're not going to get that.
You may not get it through.
And by the way, that's not necessarily, that could end up being 6 and 1/2 dozen the other, because if a guy is wild.
Yep.
And it's taking forever.
But fewer pitching changes mean less time sitting
around. I understand
that.
Well, then bring back the bullpen cart. And you can get those guys out there.
Now, I'd vote for that. Is there a rule we can implement for that? I like that.
You get those guys lickety-split. All right. So we'll be back. Here are the headlines.
Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're a Toucher and Rich, and I had emailed or texted Bird last night to get me Dunkin' to eat. I was very hungry before I went to bed, but I have these things on my teeth, and sometimes it's difficult to eat whenever I want. And he said that he had 120 texts.
What?
He got 120 texts last evening.
Well, that's probably because every single one of his friends that he went to high school with was at the parade yesterday, and it was all pictures of Gronk chugging beer.
All right, can you
check out Gronk? He's got beer.
Ask him to get on the microphone and tell me how many texts he had and what they were all regarding. I understand he's very busy on the phones, and it takes 7 hours to. This crew here. All right, so how many texts did you get yesterday?
When I woke up?
Yeah, when you woke up.
104.
All right, so you had 104 texts. Now, from how many people?
Three groups of texts. Oh, text messages.
So you're on, like, those group text things?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Because that's no good. Now I can see how you got that.
All right, yeah. So and what were they discussing?
The parade.
Yeah, you don't say.
The parade, obviously. Random stuff, the fight. There's a different angle of the fight.
How many guys in that fight did you know?
Nobody.
You knew nobody from that fight?
No.
If anybody,
I don't want to get involved in that.
I wouldn't mind seeing someone who saw how it started. I wouldn't mind hearing someone who watched it.
I don't want to get involved in that thing.
No.
Well, if you
witnessed it, I wouldn't mind seeing, because that fight that went viral, it started in the middle of the fight.
Right.
So I want to know kind of how everything came about.
I think you can kind of figure it out.
What, you think I'm a loser? Right. You're the loser.
Right. It's over some dame.
No, it's over an Everett High School football game.
Yeah. Well, Rich, in the second video I have, they're like, people just like, dude, walk away. And they're swearing at each other. It's like, dude, leave us alone, walk away. And the kids in the Gronk jersey are just like, just running the mouse. And the two kids just, I'll show you the video.
So you have.
I have a different angle.
The precursor to everything.
Oh, nice. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, Bird has connections.
All right.
If you're in Everett, you get alternate videos for everything. Like, by the way, like in the Everett version. Of Die Hard, Bruce Willis dies.
Bird's got the all 22 of the fight.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
And I'm sure he started, pardon me, sir, but do you bite your thumb at me? I do indeed bite my thumb, but not at you, sir.
So 100, so people are just up all night texting each other?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then
I didn't even bother looking at this one. I saw 104 and I didn't even bother. Then I got his, and you're like, where's my food? I'm like, what?
No, I didn't say where's my food. I didn't say it like that. I was being nice.
No, I know.
I didn't yell at you.
No, I know you didn't yell at me.
Okay,
I was just shocked. I'm like, what are you talking about?
So 105 texts. That is something else.
Yeah.
Can you read them? I'm interested in hearing exactly what people in the Everett community had to say about the fight.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Phones right. Be damned.
No. I'm asking him to talk. What do you think the difference is?
Hey,
what's the difference?
Captain Twitch, would you mind going in there, Nick, and answering the phones for a sec?
Nick's busy.
There's one.
Here we go.
It's one guy calling in. I think we'll be okay. All right. As Bird pulls up his text.
Talked about the parade, and then
I want to hear about
talked about the LeBron James. You're going to get traded.
Is LeBron James going to get traded?
I mean, you're going to get traded when they were chanting.
I want to hear about the parade. What did the people say about the parade?
The parade? They're mostly about the... All right, hold on. Here's my buddy Seth. Ha, ha, ha. I'm laughing so hard right now. Like, how does this kid get under the car like that? Do you see this angle? The physics of this. It's unbelievable. Do you think this goes to court? My buddy Paul, Boston PD will absolutely find them. But I go, wait, did they leave all the bears behind? My buddy Seth, that's an awesome video. My buddy Anthony, they have the plates, don't they? I'm like, I don't know, dude.
You're replying to these?
A few of them. I wish. No, this is this is at.
I thought you went to bed.
Yeah, I did at 9. This is at 8:30.
Do we need an Everett soundtrack?
My buddy Anthony, changing the subject. I wish Brady's shirt wasn't a long sleeve. I go, it's $40, dude. Who cares? I don't know, but I'd buy it if it was a short sleeve. Not a long sleeve kind of guy, Bird. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then, blah, 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 blah. And then it goes all over the place.
Go ahead.
All right.
How about that State of the Union?
My buddy Paul, there's going to be a crap ton of shirts coming out in the near future. How about all those new 5-time champ license plates that they just rolled out? Already outdated. Ha, ha, ha. Dude, right? Dude, no. I ran 1.16 tonight at RPM, and I'm definitely cramping tonight. I went 1.26 miles last night, and my thighs wanted to fall off. Ha, 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 ha. Then there's a picture of the Super Bowl champions. It's like another T-shirt. My buddy Seth, that's stupidly insane. Paul, ridiculous. I mean, back in 01, things were different. Paul dated Katie. My buddy Dunning played in the guitar. I don't know. This is just random. My buddy Dunning playing the guitar got him laid. Anthony was skinny, and Bird was still Bird. And I lived with Travis above the room where my roommate was doing awful things to his girlfriend.
You know, this is like, they were all within like 20 feet of each other. This is like...
They're sitting in the same restaurant.
Yeah, this is like them like talking on walkie-talkies. They're all sitting in the rooms that they... This is them all sitting in the rooms they grew up in. Just texting each other.
Can we go to life 4?
All right. Anthony, go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen the Everett version of the JFK assassination, and it shows a shooter on the grassy knoll.
Okay.
It's 350, a hot topic.
Yes, indeed. They have that. All right.
So he said 105 texts is nothing. The chat I'm in has a minimum of 500 a day. Can you imagine that?
Oh,
that's
God.
Crazy.
What?
Hey, Nick,
what
Nick,
the geez, hell is dude. Wrong with you?
Sorry.
Just stop.
Welcome
talking.
To radio.
Just stop doing everything that you're doing. Just go and run Twitch. It's so difficult for you. Oh my God.
Jeez, Nick.
You should hear Nick try to tell a story. He had Sarge. Said, why did Sarge swear at you on text? He was, if there was that thing that happened, and then Rich goes, well, was it before he was on the air? And he goes, it was the thing that happened. And then it took 4 times for him to spit out what the hell was going on.
So it's a new weekly segment. Bird reads his texts. I mean, it really was like a dramatic play. Is there a whatever emoji? Because you guys certainly say that a lot. Whatever.
I don't know. Remember 2001? We were younger.
So I didn't know Bird was friends with the guys who stole the Red Sox banner.
No, you don't think that they... Well, you kind of knew who they were, right? No. All right, someone that is...
I mean, they spent the night at my couch one time. I don't know who they was.
Someone who's ancillary to the radio station. Maybe it's that girl that knows everyone. Hey, yeah, those guys.
Let's go to line 1 real quick.
Okay. Mark, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Mark.
We were at the parade yesterday, my son and I. Fantastic. We didn't have any fights. There was a young lady who was escorted off the grounds about early. She could hardly walk. We were in front of Suffolk University, and we got our booby show and our butt show up the windows, and it was great.
What kind of show? What kind of show?
Pardon?
What kind of show did you get, Mark?
Booby and butt.
Thanks, Mark. I was with my daughter. We got a nice booby and butt show.
You are still hungover from yesterday, apparently.
105 text messages. All just garbage.
and three, right. Boy, I guess they got to get rid of those five-time champ ones. Yeah, I guess they got to just made them.
Yeah, everyone who got the five champ things now got to get new license plates.
This suckers now.
What's up with the Braves, Bill Osley?
Man, the guys who are going to make the six-time chance will go make a killing. They're going to make a lot of bank, bro. Whatever.
Whatever. I know. Dude, yeah, I know, too. That's great, dude. Good insight into what's going on. Hey, look in my window. I'm partying. Bird, get on the mic real quick. How? What percentage of the people on that chat still live at home?
Zero.
Oh, just you?
Mm. Yeah.
What percentage of those people are employed?
All of them.
Oh, okay. Bird.
Take that.
Running with a...
Take that.
All right, read a couple more and then I...
All right, hold on. Cue it up! Oh, boy. All right. It's about the fight last night.
You don't have to say the names of people. Go ahead.
All right. The best part is that Kyle was the two kids that beat them up. Not one of those kids could fight either. Haha, unreal, just unreal. Overpowered to say the least. I had so much offense as the Rams. Wonder if they left the Bears. Major concussion made by him. Forgot about the Bears. Gotta give those two kids credit. They were outnumbered and they were outnumbered and handled business. Started in Boylston Street and then took the shortcut into Dumbass Street. I think they had more friends who became statuses. Does that say statuses or statues?
That's a statue.
Statues. Poor bastard, that video went viral of them getting their asses handed to them.
Hooked on phonics.
Didn't know Chad could go to sleep so fast. Guys, come on. I told you to walk away five times. That was funny, though.
Who's Chad?
No one you know named
so,
Chad.
So you know the guys that were in the fight.
No one in Everett named Chad.
No, that wasn't me. Then my buddy was just throwing out Brad and Chad.
Chad does not live in Everett.
No.
Yeah, there's no one named Chad.
No one named Chad.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
He was dejected, LOL. Imagine they called in sick and get fired because they weren't supposed to be there. Bad luck. Also, what the hell happened to Todd Gurley this postseason? He said he's not injured at all. He's just like, hey, I became a bedsheet. He hurt his knee, dude. But he said he's fine. He played on like 40 to 60 snaps in the Super Bowl. Had most touches. Didn't even look interested. Def not fine. He had held out during the regular season. Probably never fully recovered. Try to push it, but you'll never hear from him having something done during the offseason. To which the Rams should get in trouble for not listing him on the injury report. Exactly. He wasn't on injury report for all the playoffs. He's definitely hiding something. Yada, yada, yada. Conversation. Hilarious.
Billy Lane tweets in, group text breaking down historical events. I need to hear the chain from when the Hindenburg crashed.
And that's it with that one.
Oh, look at that big thing. It's never going to fly. I told you. Oh, look at that. Oh, the horror. Yeah. But that, I haven't seen a fire that big since you tried to jump your BMX bike over that. Over the fire in the woods.
Just tell me he tried to light his spot in the basement.
Hey, how about Lincoln? He took one to the dome, huh?
Think that movie's any good? It wasn't a movie, you dummy. It was a play. Yeah, but plays are like movies without, like, the projectors.
My buddy Paul, bro, why didn't you get Fred's food this morning? He had a $50 gift card for you. What's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm getting the food now. Relax. Ha. Jesus, what did he eat from Dunk's? I got him two turkey sausage wraps, no cheese. Anthony, oh, that's gross. Seth, oh, man, he eats that stuff? I'm like, dude, I eat that stuff, too.
Okay, yes, Dunkin' Donuts is a great sponsor. So
I was just going to say.
Ew, not good. All right, Bird. Well, it sounds like you and your friends have a lot to talk about. And that is a man that is well into his 30s. And that is what this goes on.
Does that say statuses or statues? Oh, it's statues. All right.
Dan had to read it over his shoulder for him.
All right. Very good. We will be back in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.